Phyllis Archer. Last week found the Archers and Dexter still visiting in New York. They've all had a chance to get a little more acclimated. And as far as Corliss is concerned, although New York has lived up to her most glamorous dreams, she has been experiencing a growing feeling of dissatisfaction. As she put it to her mother and father yesterday at breakfast at their hotel.
Of course, it's been wonderful and exciting, and I'll never be able to thank you enough for bringing me here, but I'd hoped that by now I would have met some of New York's glamorous men.
Men?
Oh, yes. The kind that go to the Stork Club and El Morocco and those places. The older ones.
Older men?
Yes, around 20. Or even 21. The glamorous, exciting ones that play polo and get divorced and smoke pipes.
Any guy that smokes a pipe while playing polo deserves to be divorced.
No, Daddy, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Do you?
Of course I do. Every place we go in New York, theaters, restaurants, concerts, we see these wonderful, sophisticated men. And all I can do is look at them.
Well, what do you want to do, marry them?
Oh, Daddy, don't you see? It's like ordering a luscious double-dip chocolate ice cream soda and trying to drink it with your hands tied behind your back in the store fresh out of straws.
Well, now, really, Corliss, aren't you forgetting about Dexter?
Dexter?
Well, yes. I thought he was your double-dip ice cream soda.
Dexter. In the drugstore of glamour, he's just a short Coke.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
What's the matter with Dexter?
Well, you ought to know. You're always bawling him out for something.
Oh, we have our differences, but all in all, I think Dexter's a good, solid kid.
Well, you certainly wouldn't call him glamorous, would you? Or breathtakingly handsome, would you?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I've often wondered when he was born, how did the doctor know which end to slap? But he's a good kid, and he's certainly your faithful slave, and I don't think you ought to sell him short.
No, Dexter's all right, but he doesn't fit in with the glamour of New York. I thought that while I was here, I'd meet at least one playboy, somebody who would...
Oh, come back down to earth. I've got to run, Janet. I've got an appointment with Mr. Ellis. And, you know, we're having dinner with him and his wife at 7.
Yes, I'll be ready.
And you've got the tickets for the children for the opera tonight?
Yes.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to go to the opera with Dexter. That's such a glamorous place, and there'll be all those glamorous people there. I should be going with a rich, exciting playboy.
Well, just for tonight, make believe Dexter is a rich, exciting playboy.
Wasn't the opera divine? Wasn't that simply the most glorious, thrilling music you ever heard in your life? And the singing. Those voices.
I'll take Spike Jones.
Oh, Dexter, really, I don't think that's funny at all.
I'm not trying to be funny. I mean it. I thought the whole thing was ridiculous.
Ridiculous? The opera?
Yeah. That tenor singing that he was going to carry that soprano off to the mountains. Did you get a load of the size of that dame? Carry her, he couldn't drag her. Well, she'd be better off if she spent less time on that mountain and more time on a Chiron reducing plan.
You're impossible. That was a beautiful love song. You just haven't got the sensitivity to understand it.
The only thing I don't understand is how that tenor could love a dame that fat. What a figure. I'm not kidding. I got pretty sick of sitting there looking at a pot that big without any flowers in it.
Dexter, do you have to exaggerate so much? Oh, I knew going to the opera with you was going to be a mistake. You don't belong in an atmosphere like that. Why, you didn't even wear a tuxedo. And all those glamorous men were wearing tails.
Yeah? Well, nobody in my family has worn tails since they came down out of a tree. That's a crazy idea, wearing tails.
Oh, let's not even talk about it. You don't belong in New York. You're too unsophisticated, too unglamorous. The next time I go to the opera, it's going to be with a real New York sophisticate.
Well, What makes you think a guy like that would want to go with you?
Oh, so you think I'm not attractive to other men?
I didn't say that. All I said was...
For your information, Dexter Franklin, just about the most handsome man I ever saw in my life looked at me during intermission.
So what if he looked at you? It's a free country.
I think he smiled at me.
Oh, Carlos, the way you...
Good evening, Miss Archer.
Huh?
Enjoy the opera?
What? Oh, yes, it was divine.
Well performance, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Who was that guy? Oh. What's the matter? You look sick.
Dexter, that was him.
Who was who?
That man, the one who said hello to me. That was the one that smiled at me during intermission.
Oh, who is he?
I don't know.
Seems to me I've seen him before.
Oh, I thought so, too. Isn't he just the most luscious thing you ever saw?
Well, frankly, no. He's not my type.
Well, maybe he's a movie star.
What movie star?
Well, I don't know. He sort of looks like Gregory Peck.
That wasn't Gregory Peck.
Well, how do you know? I read that all the stars look different off the screen.
Not that different. That wasn't Gregory Peck.
Well, I know I've seen him before.
Yeah, I think I have, too. Anyway, what was the idea of him saying hello to you if he doesn't know you? Maybe I should have poked him in the snoot.
Oh, Dexter, don't be childish. Oh, don't you see how romantic it is? He went to all the trouble to find out my name just so he could say hello to me.
Yeah? Well, I'm not sure I like that.
I know I've seen him. Or maybe I saw his picture in the papers. Maybe he's a New York stage actor. Or maybe I saw his picture on the society page. I'll bet that's it. I'll bet he's a rich playboy with all the debutantes in New York throwing themselves at his feet.
Then his feet must have something he hasn't got because I don't think he's that hot.
Oh, this is too thrilling. A man like that interested in me.
Boy, am I glad to see this hotel again. Believe me, I didn't enjoy that subway ride. Couldn't you talk about anything else except that guy that said hello to you?
I'm sure that if I went to the opera with him, he wouldn't take me home in a subway.
Oh, holy cow, Corliss, cut it out. How do you suppose it makes me feel to have you all the time talking about how wonderful some other guy is? A guy you don't even know. You know how I feel about you and the way you keep talking
well,
about...
Well, hello again, Miss Archer.
Huh? Oh, yes, hello again.
Look.
Wasn't the opera simply divine? Wasn't it just too thrilling? Don't you simply love opera? Wasn't the music glorious? Wasn't that aria just
too... Yes, I enjoyed it very much. Well, I'll see you later. Good night, Miss Archer.
Oh, golly.
Corliss.
Golly.
Now, look, Corliss.
He followed me. He's intrigued. Did you hear what he said?
What?
He said, I'll see you later.
Look, if he's trying to pick you up, I'm going to stop
him. I'll see you later. He found out my name. Now he's found out where I live, and he wants to see me again. Oh, Dexter, it's heaven. It's a dream come true.
Stop working yourself into a lather.
I'm not in a lather.
Oh, you are, too. When we stopped in that drugstore after the opera, what did you have, a malted or a bottle of Fitz shampoo?
Mom, I just can't tell you how dreamy looking he is.
Speaking of dreams, let's turn in. It's getting late.
Oh, Daddy, I couldn't go to sleep now. I'm too excited.
Now, Corliss, be sensible. Don't try to make something out of nothing.
Nothing? How can you call this nothing? It's romance, intrigue, glamour. We can't fight this thing. It's too big.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's too big?
Love.
Love? Where did that come in? Who said anything about love?
Nobody said anything about it. But what the heart knows needn't be said.
And what does the heart know?
The Daddy, don't you see? It must be love. Or else, why would he find out who I am and then follow me back here to the hotel instead of staying home and drinking champagne on his polo ponies?
This is the craziest polo team I've ever heard of. First, it was a guy who smoked a pipe while playing polo. Now, it's a guy who drinks champagne while playing polo. That polo team sure must have a tough time winning games.
Oh, Daddy.
How do you know this gent drinks champagne? And how do you know he has polo ponies?
All millionaire playboys do.
Well, how do you know he's a millionaire playboy?
Well, I don't care if he's not a playboy. I don't care if he's just a plain, common, ordinary millionaire.
Of course, he couldn't be just a plain, common, ordinary bum.
No.
How do you know?
One senses these things.
Does one, really? All I sense is a lot of nonsense going on around here. And where does Dexter fit into this picture?
Poor Dexter. Just a piece of flotsam and jetsam on the sea of a great romance, cast adrift by the backwash of a better man.
How do you know he's a better man? You don't even know the guy's name. You may never see him again.
I will. The stars that guide our destinies can't be that cruel.
Well, before you cast old flotsam and jetsam Franklin adrift, you'd better be a little surer of your champagne-swigging horseman. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Daddy, please, don't compare an eagle with an ugly duckling.
I tell you, Mr. Rogers, she hasn't stopped talking about the guy all day. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Dexter.
You can't know, Mr. Archer. You don't know what it's like to be in love. You're married.
Well, that doesn't necessarily follow. But let's not go into that now. Well, come on, let's go in. Mrs. Archer and Corliss are waiting up in the room for dinner.
Oh, Mr. Archer, don't tell Corliss that I... Mr. Archer.
What?
There he is.
Who?
The guy. There he is again. He must be waiting for Corliss.
Where?
Right over there.
That fellow there?
Yeah.
That's the millionaire playboy?
Yeah. What's the joke?
Don't you know who that is?
No, who is it?
That's one of the hotel elevator boys.
I knew I'd seen him before.
Well, sure, you just didn't recognize him out of his uniform. He's probably waiting to go on duty.
Oh, boy. Wait till I tell Corliss about this.
No, wait a minute, Dexter. I've got a better idea. Don't tell Corliss.
But Mr.
No, not yet. Corliss has been treating you pretty badly in this affair. She's been driving me a little nuts, too. And I think we can teach her a lesson. Corliss, do you think it's fair to keep Dexter hanging until you find out whether this new romance of yours is going to work out?
How do you mean?
I mean, if you intend to go ahead with this thing, you ought to make a clean break with Dexter.
But, Daddy, I've known Dexter all my life, and he's been so good to me.
That's exactly what I mean. He deserves a square deal, whether you love him anymore or not.
You think I should give him up entirely? I hate to hurt Dexter.
Well, that's the only thing to do, Corliss. Tell him right now that you and he are through, completely and forever.
But what if my new romance doesn't materialize? Then I'll be left high and dry.
Well, that's the chance you have to take.
Poor Dexter. I hope this doesn't wound him too deeply. Golly, you sure have a complicated life when you're a fatally attractive woman.
Now, remember, Corliss, you've got to tell Dexter you're giving him up forever.
Well, all right, Daddy. The only thing is...
Hi, Corliss. Oh, hello, Mr. Archer.
Hello, Dexter.
Hello, Dexter.
I think I'll leave you two alone. Corliss has something to say to you, Dexter.
You, have something to say to me?
Yes, Dexter. I don't know how I'm...
It's funny, because I have something to say to you, too.
What?
I've decided to give you up.
What?
Yes, Corliss. It's the only fair thing to do.
But...
This new love of yours is obviously bigger than all of us. It's too big. We can't fight it.
But you're not supposed to give me up. I'm supposed to give you up.
No, no, Corliss. I've seen this thing coming ever since we've been in New York. This smart sophistication is all right for you, but it's not for me. No, I'll go back to our little small town and live out my little unsophisticated life there. As for you, well, I can just picture you in the atmosphere where you really belong. A glass of champagne in one hand, a polo pony in the other. Laughing gaily, as you say, yachting anyone? I won't try to keep you from all that.
Corliss, Dexter and I have a very nice surprise for you.
You'll like this.
What is it?
Well, it occurred to me that, after all, we're going home in a few days, and it would be tragic if you and your new love hadn't progressed past exchanging a few hellos.
Truly tragic.
You two should meet formally before we leave, and then perhaps he could visit us at home occasionally. You know, fly out for a weekend in his own private plane.
But sure, and I'll help entertain him.
Oh, Dexter, he wouldn't be interested in the things you're interested in.
No, I guess you're right. He seems too high class. I bet he even burps with a broad A.
He was in the lobby again today, Corliss, and Dexter very kindly pointed him out to me, so I took the liberty of introducing myself, and I've invited him in for tea this afternoon.
Daddy, you're joking. Well, this is too serious.
No,
the
we're
matter
not joking, Corliss. He'll be here pretty soon.
Oh, golly, Dexter. You did this just for me.
Sure. It's the least a flotsam can do for a jetsam.
Oh, you're both wonderful. I'm going to run down to the flower store in the lobby to get a flower for my hair.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. I'll be right back. Oh, and Dexter.
Yes, Corliss.
Thank you, too. You're a faithful old dear.
Well, Mr. Archer, I think it's going to work.
It'll work.
Oh, boy. Just wait till we tell her that her millionaire playboy is nothing but an elevator operator.
Well, Miss Archer, buying flowers, I see.
Huh? Oh, hello.
We meet sooner than I expected.
Oh, yes. My father told me you were coming to tea.
Yes, I was on my way up. I just got through work and I...
Work?
Well, I call it work. I suppose it's not exactly back-breaking labor.
Somehow I can't think of you working, but I suppose your business is very profitable?
Well, it has its ups and downs. But I always say there's nothing like starting on the ground floor and working your way up.
Well, I suppose you don't work very much. After all, you have to have time for your social activities.
Oh, the hours aren't bad. I don't have to worry about that. We have a strong union.
Oh, I see.
No, CIO.
Oh. Just exactly what sort of work do you do?
Are you joking, Miss Archer? I'm sure you've seen me at work.
Well, I thought I had. Was it in a movie?
Are you kidding? I'm one of the hotel elevator operators.
So that's what we're going to do, Janet. It'll teach Corliss a good lesson.
You mean Corliss doesn't know he's an elevator operator?
No, she thinks he's a millionaire. Boy, I can't wait to see her face when she finds out.
Well, I'm not sure I like this, Harry.
Look, Janet, Corliss simply has to learn to stop flying off into these romantic fantasies of hers.
Well, perhaps, but I think you're being very cruel.
Well, holy cow, I wouldn't want to hurt Corliss. You know that.
Well, neither would I. But I don't think this is that serious. All I want to do is to get her to start acting a little more sensibly.
Me too.
Of course, Dexter, if she ever gets too sensible, she'll realize that you're no great catch. But that's a chance we have to take.
Well, I don't like the whole thing.
Well, it's too late now to...
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Mr. Archer.
Well, I see you two have met already.
Oh, yes. Just now in the flower shop.
May I present my wife? Janet, this is Farley Patterson.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And Dexter Franklin.
How do you do?
Hi.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Well, I hope you're all enjoying New York. Sure is a great place to spend a vacation.
Oh, did you spend your vacations here?
I still do. I'm on vacation now.
Holy cow! You mean you're still going to school?
Yes, I'm in my junior year at Yale.
What?
Yale?
Why, yes.
Yale, huh? Don't you believe it, Corliss. This guy's no millionaire playboy. He's just an elevator jockey.
Well, yes, that's right. I'm trying to learn the hotel business.
Well, that's very admirable.
That's the business I'd like to go into after I graduate.
Oh, I see. How did you happen to pick the hotel business?
Oh, my father's in the hotel business. You see, my father owns this hotel.
What?
Oh, holy cow. You know something, Mr. Archer?
What?
This guy's our landlord.
Harry.
Yes, Janet?
And of course, Corliss, your father and Dexter didn't know that Farley's father owns the hotel. They thought he was just an ordinary elevator operator.
That's what I figured they thought.
Did it come as much of a surprise to you when Dexter told you the boy was an elevator operator?
Oh, no, I already knew that.
What?
Well, yes, I'd been talking to Farley in the lobby before he came up, and he told me.
Oh, well then, why didn't you tell your father you knew it?
I figured he was up to one of his schemes, so I just thought I'd turn the tables on him.
Well, that was pretty clever of you.
Oh, I'm learning from you, Mom. I'm getting to know how to handle men.
I think you are at that. The tables certainly were turned on your father and Dexter this time. I'll never forget the way they looked when Farley told them his father owns the hotel.
That was funny.
But you didn't seem very surprised. Had you known that, too, before Farley came up?
No. And neither had he.
What do you mean?
His father doesn't own the hotel at all, and he doesn't go to Yale or any of the rest of that stuff.
What?
No, I just told him to say all those things so that instead of Daddy and Dexter having the laugh on me, I'd have the laugh on them, and Dexter would remain my faithful slave.
Corliss, I've tried to teach you about handling men, but from now on, maybe you better start teaching me.
Shields as Mr. and Mrs. Archer.
Armed Forces Radio Service.